The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Six people are still missing after a massive cargo ship plowed into a major bridge overnight in Baltimore, causing it to collapse. Several agencies are on the scene, searching for survivors and looking for answers. Katie Simpson is there with the latest.
We're seeing helicopters sort of circling in and around this area. Dive crews are using sonar devices trying to look for any sort of signs of life in very difficult conditions. The water is incredibly cold. The currents are very strong. So with every minute that passes, this search and rescue operation becomes more and more challenging. What we know so far is around 1 o'clock early this morning, this ship was actually departing the Baltimore Harbor, and it experienced some sort of power problem, problems with the propulsion system. It was able to get a Mayday call out. That allowed crews on the ground, first responders, to stop the flow of traffic. And then from there, of course, it wasn't enough time for that construction crew that was on the bridge at the time doing routine maintenance work. It was not enough time for them to be able to escape. The vessel hit the support beam of the bridge and it crashed down into the water. Those members of that construction crew, they crashed into the water alongside of them. It was eight people. One person was rescued and taken to hospital in critical condition. Another person was rescued and didn't need any medical help. But those six people still remain missing at this point. The search and rescue operation is the priority.
President Joe Biden says the rescue operation is his top priority and says his administration is committed to helping with rebuilding.
I've directed my team to move heaven and earth to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge as soon as humanly possible. It's my intention that federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge.
The 2.5-kilometer span opened in 1977 and was a major artery for commuters and trucks going into and out of Baltimore. About 35,000 vehicles crossed it every day. A parliamentary committee will examine how two scientists working at Canada's top infectious disease lab were able to share sensitive information with the Chinese government. Both scientists were fired, but MPs want to know how they got there in the first place. Tom Perry has that story.
Call the meeting to order. Welcome to me.
MPs trying to figure out what went wrong, how two scientists studying deadly viruses at the National Microbiology Lab in Winnipeg were able to share what they learned with China's Communist Party.
Mr. Chair, this is a grave and serious matter.
Conservative MP Michael Chong put forward the motion calling on the committee to launch an inquiry. It passed unanimously with only minor tweaks, but with a warning from Liberal MP Yasser Naqvi.
This cannot turn into a political show.
The committee has agreed to call several witnesses, including the head of the Public Health Agency of Canada, the head of the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, Health Minister Mark Holland, and Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc. Tom Perry, CBC News, Ottawa.
Two more beluga whales have died at Ontario's Marineland. In a statement, the company says both whales died from torsion, or abnormal twisting of the stomach. That brings the total number of whale deaths at the amusement park to 17 since 2019. Three other belugas from Marineland have died at an aquarium in Connecticut. Saskatchewan RCMP are investigating the deaths of four people on the weekend. Their bodies were discovered at a rural property near Newdorf, about 90 minutes east of Regina. Alexander Kwan is there.
It's quiet at a farm near the village of Newdorf, roughly 115 kilometers northeast of Regina. A few RCMP cruisers are coming and going from the scene. Another blocks off the approach to the property, where investigators say four people were found dead over the weekend. It comes after police were called to do a wellness check here. When officers arrived around 6 o'clock on Sunday night, they found four dead adults inside the farmhouse. Limited details have been released, and RCMP haven't given us any information about the people who died, but they say the deaths are considered suspicious. At this point, we're told there is no risk to the public safety, and the coroner's service continues to work with the RCMP's major crimes unit to figure out what exactly happened. Alexander Kwan, CBC News, Newdorf, Saskatchewan.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.